Joe Patrick is our Braves insider. He joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline this morning. Hey, Joe, what up?
How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Joe, I'm curious because last night I said what I wasn't going to do is overanalyze the preseason game or the warm-up game for the Atlanta Braves. But I have to ask you, what did you think of Mike Fultonever's overall performance yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I like to blame the radar gun, too, when I get pulled over. You know, a cop thinks I'm going too fast on the road. I'm like, hey, you know, we need to check the gun here. Easy excuse. You know, but I understand where he's coming from. It's true that the conditions weren't quite ideal there for him to go out and give some, you know, virtuoso performance there on the mound. And so I am considering the conditions. The top priority for me in these preseason, it's weird what we call these things, these exhibition matches before the season starts, is just to kind of stay healthy and at least get through them feeling like you're primed and ready to go in the next start, which is the one that counts. Do you want the start last night to have been an actual, you know, good production in terms of not giving up the runs and really being sharp and things like that? Of course you do. But, you know, the conditions are what they were. And I think that we do need to take Fultonevich at his word a bit because he is more experienced. But like you said, there's not going to be the same excuses next time he takes the mound. So he's got to be prepared for that, both in his mind and physically. But for me, the main thing with these things, honestly, it was really fun to see the Braves come back last night and have that cool walk-off win. But I think that the main thing is just getting through these games without any injuries and just being ready to go into the season, which starts on Friday.
Joe Patrick joining us. Let's move on here. Freddie Freeman back, you know, hit into a couple of double plays, but then managed to drive in a run with a single. And then, you know, we all have faith and credit that Freddie's going to be Freddie this year. And then the return of Matt Adams to this lineup to bring another left-handed bat back in was beneficial, obviously, in the walk-off home run. Address the situation at first base for us as you see it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt Adams is kind of is good, like a security blanket. I think, you know, the Braves also had selected the contract of Yonder Alonso at first base. They've got some cover there for Freddie, but I fully expect Freddie at this point to be playing pretty regularly once the season starts. And, you know, he's one of those guys who just doesn't need the same kind of reps before a season. Obviously, the Braves have been really good in trying to get him as many as he can, even when batting for both sides when they were doing the intra-squad scrimmages. You know, he's just one of those guys who's such a good hitter. He doesn't need that same amount of time like it takes a lot of other hitters to see live pitching over a long period of time to get ready for a season. So for that reason, I think the Braves are very fortunate that the fact that what happened to Freddie may not affect him long-term too much. You know, knock on wood that everything kind of continues to progress as it seems to have been. I think the Braves are pretty comfortable at first base. I think some of these things that they're doing are just to kind of give themselves some added protection. And again, they really are short for those left-handed bats or just anyone who can hit right-handed pitching, especially if you want some of those guys to come off the bench and things like that when you've got these expanded rosters early in the season that they can take advantage of. So I think that when we look at these signings like Matt Adams, like you're looking at him more as kind of cover and not a guy who's going to come in my opinion, and be like a main contributor to the team. But I think the team's got to love where they are with Freddie right now, considering where we were a week ago. I don't think the Braves would have thought that they would be in this position with them.
Sports Radio 99, again, we're talking to Joe Patrick, the game's Brave insider, on the WadeFord.com hotline on Sports Radio 99, the game. Now, we were talking about pitching earlier. That fifth starter option, we don't know when Cole Hamels is going to be ready. So who do you see them potentially penciling in as that fifth starter?
It makes all the sense in the world for it to be Kyle Wright. Kyle had a great spring training, was having a really good spring training before the hiatus. Unfortunately, he did run. He was had to quarantine. He didn't have COVID-19, obviously, but he did run into somebody. He had contact with somebody who had tested positive, so that caused him to stop all of his workouts during the hiatus. I think it was actually kind of toward the tail end of it. And make sure that he wasn't a positive case either. But he says he's back on track. He says he's feeling good, and I think he's going to start the game tonight. So that would put him, you know, in the rotation. That would give him the rotation spot of that last fifth place. But he's one of the guys, because of that kind of little delay that he had, the quarantine issue that he had to do, it means that he's probably not going to be as stretched out as some of these other guys, Max Fried, Mike Soroka, who we've seen look really impressive and look like they're going to be capable of, you know, giving you a solid, really solid outing of, you know, 80, 85 pitches, something like that. I don't think Kyle Wright's not going to be there at that level, but I do think he will assume that fifth starter, and I think that you'll probably, you know, for the game that he starts, the first one that he starts the regular season, the Braves will almost surely have a pre-planned reliever to come in after him to piggyback off of the first. If he can give them 3 innings, 4 innings, something like that, that would be perfectly fine.
Yeah, Joe, one of the things that we talk about, and it goes to Foltynewicz when I talk about short leash here, you don't have time to waste here in a 60-game season. We all understand that. And as a result, it'll be interesting to see how Brian Snicker manages something like Austin Riley. I know he was really playing well down in spring training down in Northport, but, you know, and again, you're going to give him every opportunity. I understand that. But you can't wait. If he gets into any kind of a slump to start the season, you got to pull that trigger, go right back to Camargo. You can't dilly-dally around with this thing at all.
Totally, yeah. And that's going to be a really fascinating part of this season for the Braves and every other team, is that normally when you have these younger players, like a guy like Austin Riley, you can survive with him going through a slump, and you can kind of you can convince yourself that it's worth your while for him to be getting the at-bats, getting the experience, and even if he's not giving you the production, you hope that just by keeping him out there and keeping him getting those regular reps, that eventually that'll turn around and you will start to get that production. But like you said, there's not the time. You know, every game is worth essentially the equivalent of a series in a normal season. So I don't know exactly how Brian Snicker is going to manage those situations, but I can't imagine he's going to give guys too long of a leash if he feels like they're really hurting the team. And it's been really interesting to hear Snicker talk about the third base situation in particular, because I think a lot of us, you know, when we've talked about the Braves, we talk about the situation they have with Austin Riley and Johan Camargo kind of occupying the same position, and will one of them get some rotation in the outfield? They've both been trained and play out there now. But the way that Brian Snicker has said, he basically says, like, we have two third basemen. We just have two. And I think that both will need to be used. I think depth will be as important as ever this year, because, you know, you'll be going through lots of players on the bench with the DH. It actually makes it, much more easier for a manager to want to use pinch hitters and things like that off the bench. But I think that it's essentially going to just be a competition between those two guys for who's getting the most at bats at third base. And you hope that that kind of competition brings out the best in both players.
Talking with Joe Patrick, our Braves insider, on the WayForward.com hotline today. Kyle Wright on the mound, 4 o'clock against the Miami Marlins in the second of the exhibition games. Then we get to Mike Soroka against Jacob deGrom. Well, again, this is going to be, I hope we're not sitting around, Joe. You mentioned Fried and Soroka, trying to figure out, you know, Newcomb, Foltynewicz, Wright, you know, I assume that there's a chance we could see Ian Anderson at some point. He's going to be on the 30-man, so. But, we can't be trying to determine who our third starter is. I mean, if we're determining our fifth starter, fine. Even our fourth. But we got to get a 3-man rotation, a solid one that we know we can go boom, boom, boom through in a 60-game season.
Yeah. You know, I've said for a long time now, I think this is a great opportunity for some of these guys to pitch themselves into a position to be a legitimate contributor on this team. But it is interesting. The Braves signed Yuli Chacin yesterday to a contract. Doesn't really give you a ton of optimism that they like what they are seeing from some of these younger pitchers, which is, I think, a tad concerning, because, you know, the Braves in the past, you know, if you look at the Braves pitching staff last year, it was very deep in terms of all these potential arms they could go to, and they did rotate a lot of those guys through the rotation at times. But it seems like now a lot of that depth has kind of been like they're testing the bottoms of that depth right now. So they need some of these guys to come through. And you do wonder with that signing of Chacin, if that's a signal to us that, you know, some of those guys maybe aren't performing as well as they expected. But you're right. Like, these guys are going to have to step up. Brian Snicker's made no bones about it. This team will be as good as the pitching staff takes them.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the insight.
You're the man, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.